Back to calls we go. Joseph in South Bend, Indiana on Redeemer Radio. You're up next with Rose Sweet. Hi, Joseph.
Hi, Patrick. Hi, Rose.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. I have a more of a theological, hypothetical question, and it's something that I've wondered about for a while. If a couple, a married couple, doesn't have a valid marriage, and it's a candidate for a decree of nullity, does that couple have any sacramental grace in their union? And even if they don't seek that decree or they don't know about the impediments that they might have had, and if they don't have sacramental grace, is there some sort of substitute that the church can use of for them?
Yeah, this is one of those what-ifs about the mysterious nature of time and what the decision of the tribunal would be.
This is how it was explained to me by a wonderful canon lawyer one time, is that remember that the marriage is presumed valid until proven otherwise by a competent tribunal. Mm-hmm. And remember, what you bind on earth or loose on earth is bound in, or loosed in heaven. So even in the eyes of God, if that marriage has not gone through the tribunal process, it is presumed valid and all the sacramental graces are therefore present to that couple.
That's a kind of a dangerous mental game to get through, get around, isn't it? You go to the internet and you see what the criteria for annulment justification would be, and you go, oh my gosh, I have 4 out of 5. I must not really have sacramental grace. Therefore, I can go on my merry way and validate my own decision a priori, right?
Yeah, that's very dangerous, and that's why you don't figure this out on your own. That you present yourself to the church authority.
Joseph, I hope that was a help. Appreciate the call.